Blog Talk Radio. Okay, are mics open? Can you hear me? Area code 216, can you hear me? Area code 216, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. We're ready to start. Hello. Okay, can you
Hello?
Hear? Someone just said they can hear me. Okay, you can hear us?
Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Area code 216, area code 843.
I can hear you.
This is area code 216. We can hear you.
Okay, okay, good.
And this is area code 843. I can hear you.
Okay, praise
good,
God.
Good, good, good.
Praise God. Okay, I'm going to say a prayer real quick because I want to make sure that we say a prayer. Then I'm going to turn the mic over to Sister Dixon. Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for this time of coming together, Father, in prayer, dear Lord, to search your word, Father God, to hear the messages you have from faithful servants, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this time that's set aside every Wednesday evening, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all those that are on the line with us, Father God, and those that are not, those who have been and those who want to be, Father God, and those that will listen later, Father God. We praise you and we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, that you'll bless each and every household that's represented, Father God, in this circle of friends, Father God. Bless them, dear Lord. Give them peace, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you will bless their comings and goings, their rising and lying up, Father God, that even their seed will be blessed, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord. Father God, we lift up in prayer all of these that are on our prayer list, Father God, Pastor Robinson, Father God, Sean Wilborn, Bill Spratlin, Keisha, Doris, Alice, Keisha
Tidwell,
and Keisha Tidwell's mother. We lift up Danielle Thomas right now in the name of Jesus. Bernice W., Juliana. We lift up Eric Jones, Don Thomas as well, the Drinsky family as they mourn, the Griffin family as they mourn, and the Stevenson family as they mourn. We lift up Nancy Shaw, that she will continue to improve and move towards wellness. We thank you, Lord, and praise your name, Lord, for the things that you're doing for the McGrath family in Indiana. We pray for Sherilyn Perkins that she experiences total restoration and has a testimony to sing and share with the world. We lift up Joan Simpson, Christine James, Keita Thompson, Altamis Bell, Linda Taylor, in Virginia. We just ask you to bless her and continue to look forward to another praise report. We lift up Elisa Kazak, looking forward to a praise report from all of these people this year, because we need to know that, and remember that Jesus is a healer, that he is Jehovah Rapha, that he is our healer. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, that you're also our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we thank you, Father God, that all of our needs will be met, Father God, that they are provided, Father God, that you own the cattle, thousand cattle on the hill, Father God, and that all of everything that was around us, Father God, was created and made by you, and
yes,
you have control of it, dear Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that you would open up the storehouse, Father God, and just pour out blessings on these families, Father God, that are in need, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that those, Father God, that are going through periods of isolation and depression and loneliness during this time of COVID and going into the winter months, Father God, that they would be encouraged, Father God, that they would be encouraged, Father God, that they would be reminded, Father God, that you love them and never leave them. I thank you, Father God, and we just turn the mic over now to our to your willing servant, Pastor Dixon, and we thank you, Father, that as she brings the word, Father God, that we, Father God, that we listen, Father God, that we hear the Holy Spirit unctioning and deciphering of the word, Father God, and that we grasp and hold on to all the hidden nuggets that you have placed in this message this evening. In Jesus' sweet, sweet, sweet holy name, amen, amen, and amen. Alexa off.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Okay.
Bless the Lord. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. What did you say, Dr. Clark?
I always say that anytime there's a distraction, that the powerful word is coming forth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You sure are right about that, sir. Amen. Not going to be long with you tonight, amen. We're just going to share a brief word with you tonight. First, I'd like to just thank you all for giving me this platform once again to share the word that God has given unto me to give to the people today. I'm excited about what God is speaking on tonight, and I hope that you will be excited about what God has for you tonight because God has something great for you tonight. Amen. With that, I'm going to the book of St. John's, the 15th chapter. We're in the St. John's, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And because of sake of time, I'm just going to read the two scriptures that I'm going to elaborate and to extract, to lay down tonight. What God has given us to me to give to the people. So we're just going to do the two verses because I had read from 1 to 8. So you could do that in your own time, read both of those 1 to 8. You could read that at your leisure time. Amen, because we don't want to be too long on the line. And so we, in the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, verses, I'm going to read verses 4 and 7. It says, "Remain in me." I'm reading out of NIV. So, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." We're going to jump down to the 7th verse. It says, "If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." And the word of God is blessed. My simple topic today, amen, it's simple. It says stay connected. Amen. We want to stay connected. I believe in this season that we need to stay connected. When we look what's going on in the world today, racism, the economy's down, people are losing homes. People can't put food on the table. Things are happening that normally that we've never seen before. And sometimes it could be a distraction of where God is trying to take us. But I want to tell you tonight, and the Lord is saying tonight, stay connected to me. Amen. Stay plugged in to me. Because once you stay plugged in me, watch me work things out in your life. And sometimes when we go through distractions and sometimes when we go through things, we get disconnected. Amen. When things ain't going right, things are happening, we tend to disconnect ourselves from God. We begin to separate ourselves from God. And so tonight I want to talk to you about staying connected to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, I call this my spiritual package, amen? That's how I looked at it in this text, that these are my spiritual package. This is a spiritual package that I know that I need to stay connected because in this package, come on, somebody, here it is, there's healing, there's deliverance, that's set free. Amen. There's life. Oh, I could just continue to name on. But this is my spiritual package that I need to hold on to as I'm going through what I'm going through. And so as
Amen.
We hear in this line, in this text, we find that Jesus is speaking and teaching to his disciples about how to stay connected and in relationship with God. And when I looked at this word relationship, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it as I go down in the text, but I just want to say this real quick. Many times we get out of relationship. Sometimes we get bent out of relationship with God when God don't do what we ask him to do. Amen. Mm. And sometimes we just fall off and lose relationship with God. But God is telling his disciples, and if you are a disciple, God is speaking to you tonight, that you stay connected and stay in relationship with him. So I want to deal with my first point, which is connected. And the way that you stay connected is to remain in him, stay attached to him, don't let him go, and stay in relationship with him. Ah, my God, my God. Oh,
Amen.
It's nothing like a relationship with God. Then in that relationship, you can build. In that relationship, you can grow. In that relationship, you can learn so much about God. Amen. Hallelujah. In that relationship, things can change mighty in your life. But before that can happen, I just got distracted. Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen.
Amen.
glory to God. My God. And so let me go back. What I was saying is in relationship, we have to stay connected to him. Amen. Because that's the best relationship that you can ever have. That's what when I look at the relationship that I have with God, that's the best thing that I ever happened to me. And that's the best decision I ever made in my life is staying in relationship with God. And in this relationship, you got to get to know him, right? And the way you get to know him is read his word. Take time with God.
Mm-hmm.
See, because we owe him the time anyway. We actually owe him, let me break this down, we owe him 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. And that is 10% of 24 hours. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to repeat it again. We owe time to God. And the time that we owe and the time that belongs to God is 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. And then we have the rest of the day to do what we need to do. And so when I got that revelation and I realized that God, I've been stealing time because I haven't been spending 2 hours and 40 minutes with you. And I began to repent right then. So, Lord, forgive me because this is the time that belongs to you. And if you're not giving God that time, you a thief. You're stealing time. Yeah, glory to God, because it belongs to God. Pray. Stay in fellowship with him. Many times we don't want to pray, you know. Many times we don't want to sit and lay before the Lord because we are so distracted with so many things that's going on in this world that it prevents us from praying. I don't like so much what the Muslims do. I don't agree with so many things that they do. But one thing I agree with them is they have a strong prayer life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They have a strong prayer life. They pray
say
Allah. They pray to whoever they pray to. And what I looked at that is that the consistency. The consistency in prayer. They need God to do something in their life, so they consistently pray. Stay in fellowship Amen. With him. I don't know about you, but I have developed a partnership with God. There's a partnership with me and God. There's an agreement that me and God has. Hallelujah. And so for you to stay connected, these are the things that you need to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch
Amen.
This.
Amen.
Remain, abide in me is also a command to obey. Hallelujah. I looked that up as well. That to remain, I'm going to say it again, remain, to abide in him, it also means to obey. And many times that we have a problem with submission. We don't want to submit. We think, sometimes I think they think submit is a bad word. But I come to let you know that we have to obey the word of the Lord. Many
Amen.
Times that, you know, in the Bible, when we look at the Ten Commandments and the different things in the Bible, God didn't just write that just to write that. He wrote it for a reason. And that's to obey, and I call it the rules and the regulations. Hallelujah. And I say that if you obey and follow the rules and regulations, you will remain in him. You will abide in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And once as you remain and abide in him and obey him, you will become a fruitful branch to the true vine. Watch this. A fruitful branch is productive and effective in the kingdom. I want to stay right here for a minute. Hallelujah. For you to be attached to the vine, which is Jesus, hallelujah, and then as you attach to him and you remain in him and you abide in him, you will become a fruitful branch, meaning that you will be productive. You will be effective and not an infection. Did you hear me? You'll be effective and not an infection in the kingdom. In this season, God is looking for some producers. Hallelujah. In this season, God is looking for effective people to work the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How can you be so messy? If you're so messy, how can you be effective in the kingdom? Nobody's not going to listen to you. Nobody's not going to listen to what you have to say because you're so messy. But in this season, we need to be effective. Because listen, our brothers and sisters are dying out here, y'all. Our brothers and sisters are doing things that's not like God. And you need to be that fruitful branch to speak into their lives. I look at it like this. I say, you know what? Don't you realize that we are producers? We are producers.
Amen.
We are productive people. Hallelujah. Why are we producers? Because we abide in God and we remain in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I looked at it a little bit more, and I realized that Jesus is the vine, and God is the gardener who carefully plants and cares for the branches, which is we are. We the believers, the branches are the believers, and he does it with one purpose. So in other words, when we begin to be connected to the vine, we are able to grow in God. What I mean by that is as you stay connected to God, as you plug into God, you can grow. Many times people feel like, I'm not growing, things are not working out, I'm not going to another level, because you disconnected yourself from the vine. You disconnect yourself from power. You disconnect yourself from authority. Come on here, somebody. Because in this particular text, it's talking about that if we're not connected to the vine, we are nothing. That's how I take it. If I'm not connected to God, I am nothing. I need him. Without him, I am nothing. I need him every step of the way. Because, like, when I deal with stuff and things that are happening in our lives, I got to be connected. I got to stay connected to God. Hallelujah. As we look at this coronavirus, I got to stay connected to God. Mm-hmm. As we see what's going on the White House, I have to be connected to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. he's my only hope. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. He's my only way out of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Our glory to God. This vine is Jesus that gives us life and produces fruitful goods. It's like this. We receive life and giving water from the Holy Spirit and food from God's word. That's
Amen.
A mouthful that I said today. Basically, what I'm saying to you today is stay connected.
Stay connected.
That's basically what I'm saying in this particular text right here. Stay connected. Don't let anything separate you from God.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like this in Romans 8, 38 and 39. I'm going to read it. It says Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, mm-hmm. neither angels nor demons, neither else any or neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it tastes like, you shall allow nothing
mm-hmm.
to separate you from God.
Amen.
Hear me. Every time from apart from Christ, there is no original source of life, and you become fruitless. Every time
mm.
that you separate yourself from Christ, you're fruitless.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Every time you separate yourself
Amen.
From Christ, you move away from Christ. Because God is not in that. And God is not going to be in your sin. So every time that you separate and you sin against God, you separate yourself from God. I take it like this. There's a breach in your relationship with God. Mm. I don't want no breach in the relationship with God. I don't want anything to take me away from God. Why? Because he's my source of life. That's my life right there.
Amen.
That's my lifeline. And so when you begin to think about sin and you begin to want to do sin, think about that. Every time that you sin,
mm-hmm.
I'm losing my life. Line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that you sin and you think that, you know, you do it better, you don't want to follow what the Bible says, you're separating yourself from God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting yourself in alignment with God. See, sin will quench and grieve the spirit and hinder your fellowship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to lose our fellowship with God.
Amen.
We don't want to lose what God has for us because sin will make you do that. You know, when I look at people and people are doing so much that they're not even following the word, they're not following the rules and regulations, and they just going on with life like nothing, like there isn't no God, like there's no rules and regulations, like you cannot be holy. You have to be holy. I say it like this: if I got to be holy, you got to be holy. You got to practice that. But when we come and we see our brothers and sisters doing all kinds of things, they have no care. And I wonder, I say, where's your relationship with God?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? As we're talking about connected, being connected to God. This is Bible study. I, you know, you can interject.
Good
morning.
Amen.
What do you think about being connected to God?
Mm-hmm. I want to commit on that in terms of that is a commitment, you know, staying connected to God. That's a commitment that we are to have. And when there is a commitment, then what we are doing is we are, through our commitment, we, as you said, we receive, we become fruitful through that, and that honors God. We're glorifying God. You know, we're not glorifying man, but we're glorifying God by staying connected and staying committed.
You know, I do genealogy, and I'm our family historian. But I think about, when I read this, I always think about the family tree. And there's sometimes find folks, especially now with ancestry, you find folks that say they're related. But if you can't find their branch of the family tree, you got to be able to, and, you know, in genealogy, you got to be able to document it. You have to prove it, you know. And I think about that when I think about this verse about being separated. So, yes, you exist, but you exist outside the kingdom of Christ because you don't have a branch that you're attached to.
No source.
So you got a source. Or like electricity. You got to be connected to the source in order to be empowered.
That's right. To get what you need, that power, that authority, to speak to that devil and tell that devil that it got to go, you got to stay connected. You got to be connected to that vine.
Amen.
You want to be able to have that you want to be that portal. You want to be that instrument that God can use. You got to stay connected.
Amen.
So that he can use you mighty. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so here, we must stay connected to the Lord. Because, listen, that's all I got. When I look at this, that's all I got, Jesus. That's all I got. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's all I got. It behooves me to move away. It behooves me not to be connected to God. Listen, after all that what God is doing in my life, I don't have time to disconnect myself from him. All the things that he's moving mighty, he's causing me to travel. Ain't no way I'm disconnecting myself from him. Just disconnect myself from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so stay connected to him. Hallelujah. Our glory to God. But here's the good news. I got good news. After you stay connected, you kept your relationship, you're doing all that you're doing to stay connected to God, he gives you a promise. And this is my second point. Here's the promise. In verse 7, we're going to read it. Verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. In other words, if you declare his word, amen, if you read his word, if you study his word, if you proclaim his word, you can ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. That's the promise. That's the result. That's the result, the result and the reward that you get after you have done that you're done, that you're done. Amen? You stay connected to God. This is what God will give to you. Amen. In other words, if you adhere steadfast to the doctrine, sometimes people don't adhere to the doctrine. We got our own doctrine. Many times I hear preachers and people got their own philosophy about the word, and they way off. Way off. Amen. And so if you adhere to the steadfast to the doctrine of God, if you follow the doctrine, if you do what the doctrine says, if you declare his word, hallelujah, obey his precepts, embrace him, and rely on his promises. You rely on the things that God has promised you. You shall receive whatever you ask. Hallelujah. See, when God promised you something, guess what? You can take it to the bank.
Amen.
It will cash. It won't bounce.
Amen.
My God is so for real, for real. He will take care of you. Whatever he says, he'll give it unto you. But sometimes when it don't come, right, when it don't come, we begin to feel like, okay, no, I don't know if he's going to do it or not. We begin to get that doubtness. But if you stayed in God and you connected to God and you know that you know, God will do it for you. Hallelujah. If we embrace him, embrace his word. That means when I look at that embrace his word, that means eat his word, digest his word, live his word. Mm-hmm. Allow your lifestyle to line up with the word of God. That's what it means
Amen.
When I embrace God's word, that my lifestyle begins to line up with the word of God.
Amen.
And I embrace the things of the word of God. I may not like it. I may not like some of it, but that's what God says. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, glory to God. And so if you do all those things, the promise is he will give you whatever you ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Any questions? I'm just trying to slow it down today. Amen. So that we can understand and digest this word together. Amen.
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 That's the
Any
promise.
Questions?
That's the promise. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All mics open. All mics open.
Yes. Amen. Yes. And there's some promises. Let me just say, there's some promises that God is looking to give to us, but we got to submit. Hallelujah. We got to adhere to his word. We got to be obedient to his word so that you can receive the things that God has for you. Many times we don't receive because we're not in position to receive. That's one thing. Amen.
Right.
And that we're not in position to receive what God is saying to us. See, sometimes it has to be a mindset. Amen. You got to position your mind to receive. You got to be in position to receive what God has for us.
Amen.
And sometimes we're not in that place. Why? Because there's distractions. There's people talking in our ear gate. We're not remaining in God. We're not abiding in him. So we miss. We miss it. But I come to let you know tonight that you have to stay connected. Plug in. Tap in. Glory to God. Tap into what God is doing. Tap into what God is doing in your life. Sometimes you got to let go of that social media, lay before the Lord, and pray fast. That's another way of staying connected. Because social media can mess you up. Social media is sometimes a distraction. TV is a distraction. And sometimes
like
we got to put that away.
Like the 2 hours and 40 minutes you were talking about, I think about that. Actually, when you first mentioned that, it convicted me because I like to have my quiet time in the morning. And when I was more disciplined, I would get up early in the morning and I'd read and I'd, you know, pray and I have my praise and worship time and my quiet time with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
So I've been trying to, or I was doing my quiet time, but here recently I give myself a few more minutes of sleep in the bed. And you convicted me by saying that because my best time with the Lord is early in the morning. I may have prayer and praise and worship during the day, but my best time is in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is early in the morning. So I thank you for mentioning that, and I definitely. I'm repenting for that. And your message this evening was good. I like that. Align your lifestyle with the word. That this was another message on just living Christ-like living a life that's simple and free from confusion and sin.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. To abide in the vine. Amen.
Amen. And I want to go back to that 2 hours and 40 minutes. When I got the revelation, I began to think, and I said, well, God, how can I do that? I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do this. I learned in the Holy Ghost, saying, schedule your time. Put your time in order. Plan. All that stuff, plan. Mm-hmm. Because that was many excuses. Well, I got to work. I work 8 hours. Then I got to do this. I got to take the dog out. I got to do this. And all that. But then the Holy Ghost stopped me and said, schedule your time, plan, and it could be done. Structure your time. Sometimes you got to eliminate something. And so
that's
I had
right.
to eliminate some things so I can make time for God. In other words, I put away my agenda and I pushed his agenda.
Mm.
And once you begin to do your 2 hours and 40 minutes, watch God do. My God, God will bless you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will open you. You've been so much revelation of the word. I got a lot out of 2 hours and 40 minutes by studying his word. He showed me so many stuff in the scripture that I never thought was in there. And then there was stuff that I read, and I came back to it, and I got a different revelation. And I thought, oh, God, that's what you're talking about. Why? Because I took that time to sit. See, because, you know, we in a microwave world right now. Everything is quick, quick, quick. Nobody
right.
want to sit and meditate, and nobody want to, you know, just digest and listen and read the word. We want to do so much quickly. But this 2 hours and 40 minutes is powerful. It's a powerful move. It was a powerful move for me. And God's been blessing. God has opened up doors for me that I'm able to go out and minister to different states. God, whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
But I can say, just stay connected. Plug in. Get into what God is doing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, there's great things that God wants to do. Hallelujah. He wants to take you to another level in him. And the only way that you go to another level in him, you got to stay connected. You got to stay plugged in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And this partnership that I talked about, when you realize that you're not just in a relationship with God, but you're in a partnership with God. I'm in agreement with God. Whatever he says for me to do, I'm doing it. He's my partner. So I don't just look at it as a relationship. I look at I'm in partnership with God. Whatever God got, I got. Amen. Whatever belongs to him belongs to me. I am in partnership with God. And guess what? God don't mind sharing, y'all. He don't mind sharing. He don't mind giving.
No.
Glory to God.
He's a liberal giver. He blesses. He blesses. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Stay connected.
I like the idea of you reminding us to stay connected, especially in a time of divisiveness, you know, a time when people are becoming even more divided. And one thing that we can do is we can stay connected to the source, which is God. You know, and as you were saying that, and I start thinking about in terms of the branches, we are the branches, you know, and he's the vine. I have never seen a branch that's separated from the vine or from the tree that was able to give life to itself. It just withers and dies because it's been separated, you know, from that burn. It's not connected, you know, to the source.
To the source.
And that's just the way we are. And it's, you know, what you were saying. You know, once we become separated, you know, from God, we're lost. We wither and we die. We wither and we die, you know, just like the branches. You know, so that's definitely a good reminder, especially in these unusual times that we're going through, just to be reminded, you know, that who God is. You know, who God
right.
is. He's still our source. He's still our source. Mm-hmm. He's our life source. You know, it's like being on a boat, you know. You have that life source on, you know, that if the boat goes over, you know, that you're going to survive because you have your life jacket on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to
that's
survive.
It.
Definitely inspiring.
That's
definitely
right.
inspiring word.
I think about this word, too, for discipleship, for those that are new to the kingdom and the babes in Christ. I think that I love the parables that Jesus used because they're so simple, but yet, like you were saying, there's so many nuggets that are hidden inside, too,
mm-hmm.
that as you read and as you grow in the Word, you can pull out more and more nuggets. But even in its simplicity, this scripture is one that would be a blessing as a life theme for someone, for those that we're discipling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's it, yes. For new disciples, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're coming out of the world, right, and you're coming in, you
mm-hmm.
need to know how to stay connected because that world will draw you back out there
mm-hmm.
and make you do things that you used to do. And so you need this. You need this word. You need this. You need Jesus to speak to you and say, stay connected. Give me the rules,
mm-hmm.
give me the tools that I need to stay connected. Because the world
mm-hmm.
will try to draw you out. Especially after you left the devil. You
mm-hmm.
left the devil.
And, who do you,
and you come
you
to God's
right.
side. Don't you know he's gonna be pulling you, saying, Come on. After he had
mm-hmm.
you for many years and you decided to say, no, I'm going on the Lord's side, you think he's gonna leave you alone? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna continue to be pulling you. And just putting things
mm-hmm.
before you, the things that you used to love. Come on here.
Amen.
You think the devil's done with you after you left him? No. That's why it's important that you stay connected. That's why you stay connected to your lifeline. Because he's gonna do his. He's gonna continue to do it because he wants you bad. And the reason why he wants you bad because he wants to undermine what God has said for your life and undermine what God says. So that's
Amen.
Why it's important
that's
to
right.
stay connected.
Amen. Amen.
You stay in relationship.
Amen.
You stay in covenant with God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I think also important, Pastor, is, you know, when you were talking about in terms of the word, you know, just, you know, staying connected in the Word of God. The more that we stay, especially for the newer Christians, reminding them, you know, even the older as well, those veterans as well, but staying connected to the Word of God is what helps shape our life also, you know, in terms of remaining connected, you know, because, you know, the Bible even talks about that in terms of a renewed mind. You know, that we're not to be conformed by the patterns of this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our, you know. And when we do that, then when God sees us, you're talking about that 2 hours and 40 minutes, you know, when we start talking about that time that we put in, you know, then that becomes pleasing to God. You know, that becomes pleasing
mm-hmm.
to God. He sees us to establish that relationship with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just by that renewed.
And we have to stay connected to the body of Christ and continue to be in fellowship.
And that too,
and
yes.
continue to surround ourselves with the things and the people of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
the things that please God, doing mm-hmm. the things and being associated with those things that please God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And being in fellowship helps us to to remind. Sometimes you need a brother or sister to remind you of what to do and how to do.
That's it. That's a good thing that you said, too, and I'm in with this, staying connected with other people that can help you grow, that can add to you and not take away. You want people to add to you. You want people to help you through. And so you need to stay around believers that can give you encouraging words, because it could be rough. It could times to get tough, and you need that encouraging word to speak into your ear gate to help you get through what you're getting through.
Amen.
So, yes, I agree with that, that you stay around people, believers, body of believers, that's going to help you through the process. Hallelujah.
Amen. In these days and times, many don't believe that, you know, that they need to be around other believers, you know, and that's why it's so important, you know, to stress that as well. Again, what people do nowadays, many do nowadays, is they choose to stay at home, you know, and hear the word, as opposed to go out and associate with like-minded believers. That's what fellowship is all about. That's what.
But you know what? Even in COVID, because even though we're alone, you can still fellowship. Like we have the telephone calls and texting and stuff like that. It's definitely Zoom. But the enemy will tell you, because the enemy will tell you that, oh, you don't want to be around those people. Those people, you know, they think that you bet they're better than you, or you know, like you were saying, Pastor, the enemy will whisper in your ear and tell you things to keep you off your game.
Yeah. We have to remember that he is a deceiver, a trickster.
Amen.
He tries to remind us of the thing where we came from, our past. You know? So God is looking at the future. He wants us to look ahead, not back, but look ahead. Look to our future in terms of where God's going to take us.
Yeah.
Even through these times, even through these times right now, stay connected. But we just knowing that God is going to work it out.
Yes.
Knowing that He's going to work it out. And that's encouraging right now. It's good right now because people are depressed. You know, people are just going through all kinds of emotional things right now. You know, and that's important as a reminder.
That's
this
right.
This is a new world that we're seeing. A new norm, a new world.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing with us this evening. I don't know, do we have any other people that want to speak up? Anyone else who just press and enter one? I said press one.
Their mics are open.
Okay, so if your mic is not open, if you could just, you know, indicate that you have something to say, and we'll open it up for you if you want to join the conversation, or if you have a comment or an encouraging word for Pastor Dixon this evening.
I always say that when no one is saying anything, then the food is good. It's feeding on the word, and it's good.
Amen, amen.
Word says to taste and eat and know that I am good.
Thank you again for blessing us this evening. I so enjoy you, and I cannot. I look forward to visiting your church when we're able to travel and to face to face socialize and have fellowship.
Yeah,
I really look forward to meeting you because I so enjoy your word, and I share it often, and especially with my young people, you're such a good teacher, and you're such a blessing, and I appreciate your obedience, and we thank you, so we want you to know that you are definitely appreciated. For those
thank
of
you.
Us, those of you that are online after our little glitch, you may not have heard me say that all of our messages are recorded and in our archive library. So if you go to the site, you can lift
any link and share it, download it for yourself,
Amen.
Share it with your friends or whatever, and use it. Everything is there. One way that you may want to look through it, because we have over 400 messages there in the library, is to use a keyword for your search. And if you use a keyword, it'll take you to messages that align with that particular keyword.
Mm-hmm.
So I want all of us to remember as we leave that our message this evening from Pastor Dixon is to abide in Christ. Stay close to the vine.
Mm-hmm.
Stay close. Stay entangled with the vine. Hold on. Hold on to Jesus. He has such a great plan for you. The vineyard is a great place to be.
Remember, we love you, but God loves you. God bless you.
I love you.
The
in a crowded room, haunted by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. Though all I had is lost, it seems, from the shadow of a dream that used to be. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin
can begin.